The garage is open for business. Welcome into another edition of the EG3 show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Eddie Greer, for the EG3 show, the latest in the world of NASCAR, the three biggest divisions in all motorsports. Of course, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. An EG3 show podcast all about NASCAR. NASCAR kicks off the West Coast swing this weekend, beginning with Las Vegas. Sin City is upon us. We'll get to a preview of that, of the Cup Series, momentarily. Of course, another triple header action of NASCAR activity kicking off tonight with the Camping World Truck Series race tonight out west in Las Vegas. And the last time the trucks were on course, of course, Brett Moffitt, Hattori Racing specifically, scoring their first win in some 30 plus tries. Man, oh man, huge win last week in overtime, if you might add, over the points leader, Johnny Sauter. And what's in store tonight in the Truck Series, we'll have to find that out here when a green flag drops 9 Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central Time. Yes, the Truck Series kicks off another exciting weekend of NASCAR action. NASCAR goes west, mainly focusing on the Cup Series side because of the fact that it is a three race streak out there on the West Coast, beginning with the state of Nevada, then you have Arizona, and then following the wrap up the West Coast trip, California. Those states represented with, of course, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Phoenix International Raceway, and of course, Fontana California Speedway out there, the 2.5 mile racetrack out there. But back to the trucks. Yes, they'll be back in action tonight on FS1. The Stratosphere Las Vegas 200 is going to go down this evening, and Cup guys that are in this event tonight, of course, one guy, look at Kyle Busch once again in this event. The last time he was in the trucks was last week, and his pit crew stumbling late in that gave pretty much a free-for-all for all the regulars, Truck Series regulars out there on the course. And Kyle Busch once again will be joined by John Hunter Nemechek out there on the racetrack, that mile and a half racetrack out there in Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. And of course, I mentioned Johnny Sauter. Johnny Sauter has been right there. He could have easily taken both, really, this last week's win as well. He won the opener, season opener, Daytona earlier. And then, of course, last week was involved with that finish with Brett Moffitt, Noah Gregson, and a couple others. And then faltered there with the start-restart late. And then Brett Moffitt swept, cleaned up house. It took the win right out of his sails. But Johnny Sauter is your points leader by 30, plus 30 points. 31 to be exact, over the next regular. That is Matt Crafton sitting there in second. Grant Infinger, teammate to Matt Crafton, who's third. Noah Gregson, who I called out on the Atlanta preview show to once look out for. He did not disappoint. And again, I'm going to stick on the same boat this week with Noah Gregson, the social media guru, in my opinion, for the Truck Series. He's sitting fourth. And then last week's winner, Brett Moffitt, who scored a second career win at Atlanta Motor Speedway, sitting there in the fifth spot. That is your top five heading into tonight's contest at Las Vegas. So when I upload this later on this evening, the Truck Series race will be going on. And of course, I have all recap of these races. The Las Vegas one, Las Vegas weekend. Of course, the Xfinity Series race is tomorrow afternoon, and you have the main event for the Cup Series out there in Windy City, out there out west right now, dealing with all that wind. Of course, I'm recording this episode this afternoon, just coming off of practice, first practice, and of course, qualifying is later on this evening, at least here in Central Time, of course, Eastern Time, while Pacific. You know what I say on this show. You can figure out the time difference from where you're at if you're listening out there. Thank you once again for tuning in to tonight's episode. And once again, EG3 in the house. Eddie Greeter III. Yes, Trucks kick off another exciting triple header with the Trucks out on course. And then again, we're going to have to watch Kyle Busch, of course, in his home state, home track, go to work and try to be there at the end this time. Of course, I mentioned that his team, he drove the Ford truck last week, having issues with the left rear tire going down, miscommunications, and that resulted in two crew members of Kyle Busch Motorsports being suspended 3 races beginning tonight. So the costly, especially like a team like that. Now, I know Kyle Busch Motorsports has had plenty of success over the last 3 or 4 seasons, and now he hit another bump in the road with these crewmen, but of course, he'll have the new guys ready to roll, and the original guys, of course, from the Ford team, won't be participating for quite a while, especially of how the schedule for the Truck Series is mapped out. They're going to be sitting at home for quite a while, maybe go to the shop a little bit, but for at least for game time's concern, they will be nowhere to be found. If you're interested in this race tonight, of course, the Stratosphere Las Vegas 200 tonight, 9 Eastern Time, 8 Central Time here in the Midwest, and then Pacific Time. Yeah, you can figure that out right there. If you're living out there or going to the races, you can catch the times in your local area. You'll see the EG3 show here with me, Eddie Greeter III, here this afternoon, getting you set for Las Vegas weekend. NASCAR Goes Out West, year 3 of this event. Of course, it started a couple years ago with the changes of the NASCAR schedule, grouping these 3 races all together out west, so that way not doing much traveling. And now, here in year 3 of this NASCAR Goes West, we'll see what chapter unfolds, especially on the Monster Energy Cup Series side of things. Moving on, transitioning into the Xfinity Series race, which will be on track out there tomorrow. Actually, right now, practice currently is going on right now. As the last 30 minutes, trying to refresh my computer to see what is going on with practice right now. Still showing the same thing. But we will dive into that here. I'll dive into that momentarily. Yes, the Xfinity Series on the racetrack, coming off of a Kevin Harvick whooping last week in Atlanta Motor Speedway. And Kevin Harvick's been getting all the news here, coming out of Atlanta here, all weekend long. Austin Dillon winning the Daytona 500. We know the attention that gets for the Daytona 500 winner, all the media stuff that happens with that. And Kevin Harvick, the veteran that he is in the sport, and now becoming the ultimate godfather, if you will, trying to teach these young guys something. I have more about that here shortly. But Xfinity Series regulars got to show up. But again, you're going to be dealing with 4 Cup guys in this race tomorrow afternoon. And it's going to start again. Kyle Busch is going to try to do the triple and try to win all 3 of these. Kyle Busch, more Xfinity Series, back in play. If you have been listening to my podcast for a few months or the last couple of years, you know that I like to nickname the Xfinity Series. Every time Kyle Busch enters, the Kyle Busch Xfinity Series. Series because, yes, again, say it with me, he dominates every time. But he's going to have some company here tomorrow afternoon, dealing with Austin Dillon, Ryan Blaney, who is in the field, in the Xfinity Series field this week. And, of course, you got Kyle Larson, who topped the charts in first practice in the Cup side of things. And remember, Again, this has been mentioned on my podcast over the last month. Kyle Larson tested in the Cup car in the offseason probably a month and a half or so ago. I actually scratched that a month ago and before the season started, or I should say a month and a half ago. Whatever the time difference is, it doesn't matter. The thing that matters is that Kyle Larson tested there along with 13 other other individuals out there, and he is shown the way through first practice, and he's going to be a clear threat to sit on that pole later this evening, and he'll be a threat here in the Xfinity Series as well, trying to give more headaches to these Xfinity Series regulars. We talk about it all the time here in this podcast that the Xfinity Series regulars don't win enough because of the fact these Cup guys keep jumping in to these races. Now, again, the rule is in full effect here this year about these Cup guys diving in each and every week to invade these Xfinity Series races or more track time, if you will, trying to get more advantage on these other cats. And I lost my other train of thought, but matter of fact is, you know, I love, there's my thought I wanted to talk about. The fact of the matter is that I love Xfinity standalone races. Fact of the matter is, why? Because of the fact that you get to watch more of these young guys race instead of seeing, you know, same old, even though, of course, you've got the youth movement here involved in this, Dylan, Blaney, Kyle Larson in this mix, but you want to see guys like Kyle Benjamin. Last week, Kyle Benjamin, Austin Cindrics of the world, Cole Custers, things like that. So again, they're going to have to deal with these four highly talented drivers from the Cup Series in Elliott Sadler. Elliott Sadler, the grandpa of the Xfinity, the official grandpa of the Xfinity Series. He is the points leader after Tyler Reddick came in as the points leader to Atlanta last week. Both of these cats finished in the top 10. Sadler is your points leader, switching gears. Tyler Reddick switched position. He moved down a spot. He is 4 points out from the lead. Ryan Reed is third. Ryan Truex up there in the fourth spot after two races with Colleague Racing, scoring two top tens. Top of that, he's going to try to make it three tomorrow. Spencer Gallagher, that is your top five with Christopher Bell, the Xfinity Series favorite coming in to the year as a championship favorite already. He is sitting one spot outside of that. And with a good race, chances are Bell is going to crack the top five if he can stay out of trouble or he can escape mechanical issues. So he'll be dealing with that as well. So interesting race tomorrow for the Xfinity Series. Of course, you're interested in seeing that race as well. I don't have the time up here as well. Now I do, as it pulls up on my screen here, Las Vegas Motor Speedway coverage of the Xfinity Series race. The Boyd Gaming 300 begins 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Central Time. And of course, Camping World Truck Series tonight can be caught on Fox Sports 1. Same thing with the Xfinity Series tomorrow afternoon at 3 Central Time. And looking forward to getting home and watching the rest of the Xfinity Series race and see how that unfolds with these guys right now. As I pull up the practice, what's going on right now, and the name that we've been talking about throughout the show already so far, and pretty much off season, you know, the year, obviously we know what the year with Kyle Larson had last year, and he sits on top of the charts here in Xfinity Series practice, followed by Brian Blaney and Kyle Busch. So three Cup guys sitting there up top of the podium, or I shouldn't say podium, but sitting on top of the board right now with Cole Custer, the Xfinity Series regular, up there in the fourth position right now. Cole Custer, we're trying to rebound. Had high hopes for Cole Custer last week at Atlanta. Had a little bit of issue and finished deep in the field. Cole Custer's got to try to rebound here this weekend. Tyler Reddick is fifth right now. The rest of the top 10 right now as I'm talking on this podcast. Elliott Sadler, Matt Tiff, Christopher Bell, Austin Dillon, the other Cup guy, and Daniel Hemric, your top 10 right now in Xfinity Series practice. Kyle Larson, of course, topped the only cut practice so far just over an hour ago, and now got qualifying tonight, and he sat on top of the boards all tests long a month and a half ago. So you wonder if confidence is really high right now for Kyle Larson. And Kyle Larson, a great transition to the Cup side, finished runner-up a year ago in this race to the 78 team of Truex Jr. So a lot of eyes going to be on his 42 last week. A lot of eyes were on this Chip Ganassi talented racer. I thought he was going to be more of a factor than he was. He wasn't really much a factor, in my opinion, last week in Atlanta, only finishing in a ninth spot. So the Camaros debuting in Atlanta. Of course, they didn't show the speed that the Fords did last week, so Camaros are a step behind right now. But at least for a practice, Kyle Larson is what he's showing, what he did at the test, or maybe even better than that. He is topping the charts right now and making his name known. And Kyle Larson, he had all, out of all the NASCAR Goes West races last year, he pretty much scored a top five in all of them, including winning the 2 mile track out there in Cali last year. So he knows how to get around that. We all should know by now, he knows how to get around places like those bigger tracks, Michigan and California. To be named, obviously, is success. It reads for itself. But can Kyle Larson come out here on Sunday when it matters and put the money where his mouth is and go out here and lead laps and probably go out there and win maybe a stage or two and try to do what Truex did last year, which still nobody has done it yet. And surprisingly, I'm very surprised that I thought for sure during last week's Cup race at Atlanta. You'll see the EG3 show here with me, Eddie Greer III, here recording this afternoon, getting set for Las Vegas weekend, beginning tonight with the Truck Series, kicking off Las Vegas weekend with the Trucks tonight. But back to Larson's point, can he do what Truex did? And what I was going to say was, I was very surprised what Kevin Harvick couldn't sweep all the races pretty much within the race, the stages, and then of course win the race. But if Harvick did not have that mishap with the pit guns, we'd be talking about Harvick. Even though Keselowski had second the best car to the field, Harvick by far was the best car last week. And we continue to talk about the 42-year driver out of Bakersfield, California, continues to be a story throughout the week with his comments in the post race last week about trying to teach these guys, the young guys, you know, gotta teach them the right way how to do things. So I'm surprised Harvick isn't on this list of drivers, or small list, itty bitty list of drivers who have swept all the stages and won the race. Truex is still the only guy to do that, and MTJ did it twice last year. So still waiting for somebody else to do that. And even though I want Truex to be the only guy that does that, but he still has the title though. Either throughout the rest of his racing career, that he was the first driver to sweep all the stages and win the race in Villa, going back to last year's race. By the way, he had to beat Brad Keselowski. Keselowski was ahead of Truex late in the race, and then Keselowski had an issue, mechanical issue, late, even though Keselowski did finish in top five. Something to do with, if I remember correctly, with an engine was trying to go away or down a cylinder, something in the lines of that. And with some five laps to go, Truex making the pass, and it was set sail from there. And he ended up winning the race last year. Comes in as defending winner of this event. So, again, you know, interesting to see what he does as usual. You know, with Atlanta in the rear view mirror, now we're going to get to see now, you know, the questions will be answered. Who will be the contenders week in and week out? Because you have a mile and a half track, And then you have a mile, kind of a mile short track with Phoenix. And then you have a 2 mile track in California. And those have all have different characteristics in it. We're going to find out the weekly contestants here right off the bat here coming up here for the Cup Series. So definitely interesting way to kick things off. Kyle Larson has pretty much owned Vegas since the beginning of this year and continues to do that. It'll be interesting to see if that continues. We know the 42 team, you know, they can be fast, but they are mistake prone to make mistakes from time to time, and it could cost them, and it usually costs them the race. So keep your eyes on Kyle Larson once again this weekend. He continues to put up fast laps at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway racetrack. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take our intermission break here on the EG3 Show with yours truly, Eddie Greer III. And when I return from the intermission, of course, we're going to continue to dive into Monster Energy Cup Series side and get you ready for the Pennzoil 400, which is coming up on Sunday. You're listening to the EG3 Show. We'll be back after this timeout. Show is back with yours truly, Eddie Greer III, here this afternoon for the EG3 Show, which for those of you just tuning in or just getting home or whatever it is that you're doing, the EG3 Show is all about the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. You know the slogan right here in the EG3 Show, folks. And, of course, social media plug here real fast. Of course, we'll get the Facebook page rolling this weekend. Facebook.com/EG3Show for the latest. Stay tuned for breaking news that happens. We'll post it on the page. And, obviously, we got you covered on some of the Apple Podcasts as well. We are working the Stitcher route as well, but as I usually say, right now we are up on Audioboom and Spotify, and we'll get it caught up with SoundCloud with the latest episodes. Of course, yesterday I recorded the From Pit Road episode, which focuses on the Xfinity Series Roush Fenway Racing Gang. If you haven't listened to it yet, I encourage you to check that out, along with our Atlanta recap as well. And all of our episodes are right there on Audioboom, and of course also on Spotify. And we're continuing to try to add the rest our podcast to the rest of the Apple Podcasts out there, including iTunes. That's what we're shooting for as well. Continuing to get our name out there, the EG3 Show, folks. If you're not on our train right now, I encourage you to what my slogan is this year: join the movement, folks. Join the movement. It's exciting each and every time that I record an episode. I enjoy what I do, and of course, the NASCAR season is well underway. Can't get enough of NASCAR coverage out there. And so, EG3 show on Audio Boom, again, on Audio Boom, check it out, or go to Spotify and just type in the EG3 show. It should show right there on the main page, and we'll get it rolling and we're working on a title page as well, and try to get that up here as soon as possible so we can get the rest of audio, get this podcast on the rest of the Apple Podcast sites like Stitcher. We've been working on that the longest. Of course, iHeartMedia, and of course, the big one that we're trying to strive for, iTunes. That's what we want. So continuing to get this podcast out there, because right now we do have a strong showing in the Midwest right now, listening base here in the Midwest, and of course, partially overseas as well. I've been paying attention to that at least once a week, and we do have a small clan out there. So shout out to you guys. I'm not going to say your country right now, but thank you for listening to the EG3 show, and of course the Midwest strong showing as usual. So trying to get it out there to the rest of the United States out there. EG3 show, join a movement. We're going to join Las Vegas for the Monster Energy Cup Series side on Sunday. Coming off of another, again, say it with me, the Harvicking. Kevin Harvick absolutely clean up house at Atlantis Motor Speedway last week. It was talked about that. And, of course, Fox Sports or whatever it is they came up with the Harvicking. Well, he showed everybody how to do that. And the Harvicking looks to be strong once again. Doing the Harvicking at Las Vegas. He was second, I believe, in that test, in the standings, but he was sixth or second, somewhere in there. I was looking at a tweet earlier that had listing the names of the top five, but right now, Harvick has a ton of momentum, and I talked about the pit gun issues. I did not get a chance to evaluate my opinion on those during the recap show. I'm going to do it right now. That's been a topic, been going on all weekend long, and I tell you what, I didn't like what NASCAR is putting out there. I did not know they were issuing out their own pit guns. I did not realize that until Fox broadcast team was talking about it throughout the race and just how it was affecting people. And Harvick, lucky for him, his mistake, their malfunction on the pit crew team came before, during stage two and not in this race. But yeah, Martin Truex Jr. and Cole Pearl were very unhappy with the pit guns that were issued to them, obviously. Cole Pearl had a choice word right there, and I fully agree. You know, the questions that Truex was asking or saying after the race, you know, what if the issue comes at a critical moment like the playoffs or opportunity to make it to Miami or trying to win a championship or trying to get stage points, because that's what the 78 team was doing, trying to get more stage points at that point. They were at a good position, and you have a malfunction with the pit gun, and I was not happy with that, as that cost them some points there to make it a better day, even better. But they still finished in the top 10. What I'm trying to say is, you know, Harvick, you know, if this happens to them in the final pit stop of the night, they will not win this race. You know, it's very hard to recover from something like that. That really could cost them opportunity. When Alex Bowman, he was the other car that had some issues, the team that had issues with the pit gun issues. And I'm going to tell you what, NASCAR, you got to get it together. You know, you can't, and it kind of makes it look like, you know, they're favoring other teams to me. So, you know, Denny Hamlin goes out and says, you know, hey, you know, our pit gun didn't have the any kind of issues. Ours were great, you know. So, you know, if you want a more even playing field, and I know we have the Hawkeye system, the new inspection gadget here this year. You know, everyone's talking about even playing field, especially after last year, you know, the class of the field, 78. And he was top of class along with the 18 to 42. You know, you talk about the playing field right now. You know, you got to give everybody an opportunity to make it work. You have to give out machinery that's going to work fine. Now, I understand you're going to have mishaps from time to time. but obviously, you know, more teams had more issues than other teams, whatever. So you got to give a fair shake. You know, every once in a blue moon, maybe every once in a race, you have a problem and something like that. But if it's every problem thing, that's a big problem. And NASCAR's got to, you know, Steve O'Donnell said they're going to make sure that this doesn't happen again and whatnot. They're going to clean it up. Well, I want to see it, NASCAR. Clean up these issues. You know, the first week of these pit gun issues, you know, we didn't see it that much at Daytona, and we're clearly seeing it now. Of course, with the one less man crew members now from 6 to 5, you know, seeing these a little bit slower stops, but we're gonna have to get accustomed to them at least until these pit crew guys do as well. Joey Logano had a good comment on Race Hub. You know, it's gonna take a while, and the Fox guys have been saying it as well. We're not gonna see no fast stop. We're not gonna see no 10, 9, 11, 1 stops reared out by the 11 team and things like that. We know how good pit crews JGR dishes out for Joe Gibbs Racing. You're listening to the EG3 show here, getting you set up for Las Vegas. Eddie Greenhouse, as usual, for the EG3 show. But pit crew, the pit guns, they're hopefully we'll see more clean pit stops. I know you're going to see your usual, like, lug nuts and whatnot. We did see plenty of that as penalties were issued this week. And again, the 4 team was involved in that. So the Harvick, busy week afterwards, and including in the post-race as well, leaving his team, crew team, leaving one lug nut off. Rodney Childress was fine for that. A lot can go on, so definitely pit gun issues. We want to see nothing decided by that this weekend. We'll see what happens with that. And Kevin Harvick, I mentioned in the first part of the show that he right now he looks like the big daddy right now. He wants to continue to teach these young guys like the Ryan Blaneys of the world, Chase Elliott's, things like that. This is going to take everybody's. Catch my eye. His last comment really stuck with me. You know, this is going to take everybody to get the sport where it wants to be. We want to continue that diversity and get fans, continue to have fans from every fan base involved in NASCAR. And he is right on the money with that. I mean, got the Bubba Wallace's and William Byron's, you got Jamie McMurray's on the other flip side, Jimmy Johnson, Kevin Harvick in their 40s, Kurt Busch, Truex, the veterans of the sport right now, Allmendinger's, Chris Buescher's, Eric Jones, and the line keeps going on both sides of the line. I like one of the new NASCAR commercials this year is, of course, you know, the Cup side, you know, one team, one side, you have Truex, Kyle Busch, Jimmy Johnson, and then you have kind of like getting ready to race up, drag race 101, but drivers staying out of their cars. Other side, Suarez, Larson, the Blaneys, Bo Wallace. Yeah, I like, that's one of my favorite commercials there. You know, it's going to take a group, collective effort to get this sport to where those guys want to be, and that's pretty much exciting. We talked about the youth movement all year long already, and we're not even one third into the season. So much hype around Chase Elliott being around the sport. Of course, Ryan Blaney's active as he has been. That's very exciting to see him being very active in the sport, trying to do what he's been doing. But it's going to take a lot for everybody, everyone's effort to do. It's just not the one size. The youth movement can't carry it at all. And the veterans, well, obviously last year, a veteran driver in MTJ won the championship, and how that brought more excitement into the sport also. And now you have the youth movement, the much talked about next generation of drivers, and you have even more drivers waiting in the wings down in the Xfinity Series. So a lot is going on right now, and to get it where it needs to be, everyone has to be on board. And of course, let's not forget about Clint Bowyer, another veteran, who's everyone's waiting to get back in victory lane. A top five finish last week, a third at Atlanta last week. So lots going on, and changing the guard, you know, Harvick right now, he and Jimmy Johnson have talked about, he confirmed it during his post-race conference, that, you know, they've talked about, you know, we have to be leaders. And Jimmy Johnson, oh, by the way, he was not good at Atlanta last week. And as I checked in on the first practice today, didn't look good, much better either. So definitely talked about it again. And don't like to sound like a repeating cow saying moo all the time, but the fact speaks for itself right now. Jimmy Johnson trying to find whatever it is that he needs right now in the race car, because Byron was fast in the first practice session. He was one of those guys that tested. He, Eric Jones, Paul Menard, Keselowski, five of the top seven guys were involved in that test, with Larson, Menard sitting there, Byron, Eric Jones, not in this order though, and Keselowski. So, but we do know that Kyle Larson, as I said it in the first half of the show, that Kyle Larson won first practice, opening practice, and qualifying still remains, and he could be heads-on favorite to win the pole. So if you're doing the fantasy thing here this weekend and betting on, not, I shouldn't say betting, but relying on some points, Kyle Larson's probably a solid, good choice for you guys to score some points. And not to mention, Paul Menard is also quick as well. So any of these guys, top quick, these guys, they have a sort of an advantage, if you will, because the fact that they tested and Lord knows that could be good, especially for William Byron, who was kind of out to lunch last weekend and looks a little bit better, at least in the start of the weekend for him. Byron right up there in the mix of things here this weekend. A very interesting race here this weekend, the Pennzoil 400 on Fox Sunday at 3 Eastern Time. That's 3:30 Eastern Time. That's going to mean that 2:30 right here Midwest time. Do the math if you're listening out on the west side of the U.S. Interesting race indeed. And of course, last year, we can't forget, Truex's win was overshadowed a little bit by the feud that was Joey Logano and Kyle Busch. Of course, in the final turn, final corner of the race last year, two of them make contact. Logano appeared to try. Logano appeared to have a little slight issue, try to hang on to it, and bumps Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch was in shape for a top five finish. That was all erased. And whatever happened down there on pit road, a fight ensued from there. And what Joey Logano didn't get scraped up, so Kyle Busch trying to throw a punch at Logano. He was being restrained by Logano's pit crew members. Kyle Busch has blood coming down from his forehead. Yes, and things were basically, Kyle Busch tried to throw a haymaker, and I thought it connected. Last year, I talked about I really did. I was one of those people that thought that it connected with Logano. It appears like he swung and missed each time I looked at it, but I'm telling you what I watched. But he got the worst of it that day. So here we're back at Las Vegas, and oh, by the way, this is not going to be the only race at Las Vegas. Las Vegas received another date, and they'll be debuting the opening race of the playoffs coming this fall. Getting February and fall mixed up, folks. EG3 show. Got a few minutes here. this afternoon to break down Las Vegas. But yes, so not only that, they have good crowds out there and they've been selling out over there. So looking forward to seeing another solid crowd out there. And that place is going to be hopping come post playoff time. And that's going to be the opening race because Chicago moved dates as well. Chicago's back to their summer of date from a few years ago. So a lot's going on with that racetrack and a lot of drivers out there dealing with the wind today out west in Nevada. And if that's winning like that on Sunday, it was going to be interesting to see how the car handles. But do know fact that it is, the field's going to be dealing with the whole lot of that 42 team right now, and that leads up to the test. And now, well, those guys that tested, half of those guys are in the top 10 right now coming out of first practice. I just named them. And they're getting ready for qualifying here tonight. And then you have the Truck Series kicking off race weekend, which that's going to be a fun race to go as well. So definitely we will have a reaction podcast probably on, most likely on Monday night, on this race and the other races that happened this weekend, including with the Trucks in the Xfinity Series races. So the bar has been set here. We're going to start to find out who's going to be the players. And already Harvick was quick early on in the first practice as well. So that I talked about that earlier. Teammates kind of struggled a little bit. We're outside of the top 10. I'm trying to get the final speeds off of that, but it'll have to be later on because they're getting ready for qualifying right now. But we do know that half the drivers who tested, they're having some good success right now. And we'll keep an eye on those guys like the Larsons, the Byrons, Eric Jones, Bubba Wallace was at that test, and a couple others, Paul Menard, who showed some speed early on in the season for his new team, Wood Brothers. So definitely, that's a storyline to follow, even though with all this wind and stuff going on, keep an eye on those guys. I'm not going to pick a winner at all, but that's something I want to keep an eye on, is those guys who tested. And again, the question is, the Camaro. Can the Camaro have better success here at Las Vegas than it did last week? I mean, it's only two races into the season. And Camaro, they struck out at Atlanta pretty much with Kyle Larson. Even though he finished at the top 10, he and Chase Elliott capped off the top 10 with 9th and 10th respectively. Chase Elliott really did not elude with the kind of speed that we saw earlier today at first practice. So there's a step up there. So we'll see what happens. Can Keselowski continue to put himself in position? Keselowski has won two of the last four races at Vegas, and it could have been more, but he had a little issue last year in the 78, cleaned up his mess and cashed it in a big win last year that set off his championship run. A lot can go on, and we'll keep an eye on those pit guns this weekend. Hopefully, it won't be much of an issue, but you know, these things, they're mechanical, so we could see another one, at least hopefully less than we saw last weekend, and that could be the X factor, especially if we do get a late caution and this thing decides to go into overtime. Anything can happen. And we'll see who's going to be the big winners coming out of Vegas tonight. The Truck Series, Fox Sports 1, Xfinity Series tomorrow, Fox Sports 1, and the main event, the Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube. Excuse me, let me say that again. Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube on Fox Race 3. We already have two winners, Austin Dillon, Kevin Harvick, punched their early tickets to the playoffs. Who's going to be next, or can the Harvicking, Kevin Harvick, make it two in a row? He has been an absolute beast since joining Stuart Haas Racing on these plate tracks. But the question, can Stuart Haas Racing, like I said last week, translate that success here? We're about to find out. here this weekend, along with some other questions as well. Larson's been a big story already from last week here to this week. And young William Byron, can he make some noise this weekend? We'll all find out. But for right now, EG3 Show shutting its garage down for now. EG3 Show, that's going to be a wrap for this episode, Las Vegas preview here this afternoon. Eddie Greer here saying thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of the EG3 Show. And, of course, you know what it is. I will be back on Monday night for my race reaction from Las Vegas. And, of course, recapping the other races as well. It's going to be a fun weekend. Who is going to come out of winners out of that? And, of course, oh, by the way, before we check on out of here, Joey Logano is your points leader. Start off the year with two top tens. He now is the points leader over his teammate Blaney, sitting there in the second spot. So, Joey Logano, great start, at least for right now, after his downfall last year. Can he keep it going? Can Kyle Larson get right? Can Kevin Harvick continue to do what he's been doing? And can the 78 continue to show the speed on mile and a half tracks? A lot of those questions are starting to be answered after last week. The Harvicking is in Vegas. So all that. And then a big question mark is Jimmy Johnson. And has he lost the speed completely in his race car? Because he didn't look very good at all in that practice session. So a lot can change between tonight during qualifying and to the end of the race on Sunday afternoon. That's going to be do it for now, folks. Shutting the garages down for the EG3 Show. And, of course, EG3, we rolling out. We'll talk to you after the Pennzoil 400 from Vegas on Monday night. We rolling out.